Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Greg.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Welcome to Milestone Episode 244, listeners. How are we doing today, guys?
44.
244.
Oh, 240. I thought I was going back in time.
Yeah. Listeners, sorry we weren't here last week. It was a busy time.
I'm not.
Around these parts. If you have followed my personal Facebook page, or Craig's for that matter, you will see that our Hickman County High School Bulldogs are going to the sub-state. I'm sorry, they're going to the state tournament. They won the goodness. Sub-state. Going to the state tournament for the first time in 40 years.
And that's why we didn't record last Monday night, because we were having the sub-state game.
That's right.
Because we didn't
because
post anything.
We always record live on Monday.
Always. These are never Stop pre-recorded.
Lying. You could have caught Craig and I on Facebook Live, on my personal Facebook page, as we did a pre-game show. Had nothing to do with Disney, but we were talking about
or basketball,
the game.
Right?
It had a lot to do,
with basketball.
This was the first time in 40 years we had a sub-state game hosted for men, for boys. 40
don't
years.
Don't forget the class of 97.
Class 97. Yeah. My wife was actually a coach of that team. They won the state tournament.
That was my senior year.
Derek's senior year. That's the only state tournament we've ever won in any sport. And now our boys are going back to state, and they will be back. You're listening to this on Monday. They're going back this Thursday.
And we are going to be hyped.
Because they got the dog in them.
And listeners, if you're wanting more Hickman County High School boys basketball content, go to at Hickman County High School on YouTube to see my students' new YouTube page that they've started. But you're not here to talk about that, are they, Derek?
Most certainly
Maybe
not.
Maybe they are.
They could
Maybe
be.
Maybe they're here, yeah.
Maybe they are ardent. Is that a word?
That's new ardent. Word, yeah. That's something I would come up with.
Hickman County Bulldog supporters?
Yes.
Let's not forget... Our East Hickman Eagles also made it to
the
sub-state.
They did. They did. Made it to the sub-state. One game away from the state tournament.
And that was history for them. Furthest they've ever made it. Boys or girls.
But listeners, you're probably here to hear about Disney, which would also be a disappointment today because we're talking about Universal Orlando, aren't we, Craig?
Yes.
Way, way back on episode 237, we talked about... What did we do,
that
Derek?
That was like 6 weeks ago.
What did we do?
I don't remember.
We don't remember?
No. We ranked some rides.
Probably. We ranked the rides.
Battle Royale.
Maybe I got angry.
We ranked the rides at Universal Studios Orlando Islands of Adventure. Well, Universal Orlando Islands of Adventure.
I remember taking medication for that.
That is what we...
And today, we had our good friend, the gift guy, on board, right? Chris was on for that episode, and he upset me quite a bit with his ranking of Popeye and Bluto's.
Same thing.
Go drive by. And today we're going to rank all 13 rides at Universal Studios Orlando.
In 6 minutes.
It won't take us long, I don't think.
And this is going to be a precursor, right?
Yes, because listeners, wait until the end of the show.
Oh, my goodness.
Because this is going to segue into...
Well, don't tell.
I'm just going to say what may be one of our greatest shows of all time.
So the most upsetting thing for you right now is you have to wait till the end of the show.
That's right.
Sorry.
You got to stick with us.
You can fast forward.
That I have to stay here the whole time.
Yeah, you can fast forward to it if you want to.
We're going
to
start, as usual, with the worst. And once somebody takes out a ride, nothing anybody else can do about it. Craig, we're going to let you start it this time. I have a feeling I know where you're going to go. Listeners, these are the rides that are open at Universal right now.
Once you list what we're looking at.
In no particular order, we've got the Hogwarts Express, Escape from Gringotts, Hollywood Rip Ride, Rocket, Men in Black, Alien Attack, Kane and Kodo's Hurl and Twirl, or Twirl and Hurl. It's a something.
Sounds good.
Hurls in there.
Spinner.
Race Through New York, Jimmy Fallon's Race Through New York, The Simpsons Ride, Transformers 3D, Villain Con Minion Blast, Despicable Me Minion Mayhem, Fast and Furious Supercharge, and the E.T. Adventure. So those are... Now, we know that Trolls Troller Coaster... is opening later this summer in their new DreamWorks land. I don't know if you all knew about this. It looks like it's going to be a pretty cool land for kids.
Okay.
And Fast and Furious Supercharged, tragically, we've heard, is planning to close later this year. But for this ranking,
it's still alive.
It still has a chance.
Not for long.
And so, Craig, we're going to let you start. What do you
think? Wait, I did want to. So there's no water rides.
No water rides. Okay. Isn't that crazy? A whole park without water rides? That should be unconstitutional.
So we're just ranking.
As far as I know, we've
you
ridden.
Think water ride? He thinks water rides should be unconstitutional.
That's, yeah, isn't that what we're talking about?
Having a park without one should be.
Oh, I misunderstood. Yeah, that's nothing unconstitutional about that.
I believe we've all ridden these rides. We have not ridden Villain Con Minion Blast.
We have it, not. It opened up after we were there.
Just a few weeks after we were there.
Yeah. So, you mean get started?
By the way, the Minion Land they have there looks pretty cool. I don't know if you've all seen the pictures.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. We could see what they were doing.
It was under construction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Craig, I'm going to let you start us off. I think I know what you're going to start with.
Normally, if I was ranking, I would say the Twirl and Hurl would be my first. But on this list, Fast and Furious is gone.
No.
It's awful. I mean, it's just terrible.
Surely not.
The pre-ride is longer than the actual ride. I guess if you actually get to the ride. I mean, it was awful. Yeah. It was terrible. Derek had told us about it. Then Matthew and I rode it, and it was like, this is terrible.
They didn't believe me.
I can't even remember. Do you wear 3D goggles? Or glasses?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
But, okay. But Derek was like, guys, like the first time I went with my family, Derek was like, I'm like, I don't think we can get to Fast and Furious. And Derek said, don't. I mean, it's not even, don't spend your time on it.
Yeah.
So we had to test them at it. And it's just awful.
I mean, it's bad.
The concept is really good. I like the bus thing.
Yeah.
But
we're family.
It's family.
And then Vin Diesel in there is terrible.
The best part of the whole ride is the pre-show because those people know how bad it is.
Yeah, the they don't call them cast members; they call them team members.
Yeah,
like they're playing into how bad the ride is.
Yeah, because like Vin would say something, they go, "Oh, we're not supposed to." Or, I mean, it was just so funny because they're like, "This ride's terrible."
They didn't come out and say that.
But no, but they did.
Like, and I know Clint Rochelle and I talked about it on this show before. The when we rode it the first time, like, it was over, and I looked at Clint. I said, "Is that it? Like, that's it? There's nothing." It's not good.
No,
and it's a good thing they're closing it. I'm interested to see what they put in its place because that's a very big.
Did it replace something? I'm
not entirely sure.
I don't know, but anything is an upgrade.
It's only been open about what five?
You know, theoretically, they could add on to Diagon Alley depending on what the backstage area is like.
Oh, really?
Because it's kind of located.
It's connected. If you went into Diagon Alley and came around the backside, maybe. I don't know what the logistics behind there with the Hogwarts Express. But number 13, Fast and Furious Supercharged. We hardly knew thee.
And thank goodness.
Never wanted to meet you in the first place.
Derek, it is now up to you to pick the next worst ride.
Twirl and Hurl.
Kang and Kodos, have you ridden it?
No.
Well, I didn't. Then how can you speak?
It's a spinner.
You're not a fan of the spinner, are you?
I'm not.
I like a good spinner.
Except for teacups with us three.
Yeah.
I like a good spinner.
The more grown men you can get in a teacup, the better.
But it's based on, if you've never ridden, it's based on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Kind of the.
It's got some good humor.
Aliens, yeah.
It's in Simpsons land. It's or Springfield.
Yeah.
It's got some good humor, but beyond that,
yeah,
very simple.
And it's kind of like it's a spinner, but then it spins inside the spinner, right?
No.
Oh, it doesn't?
Even do that? It's pretty much just like Dumbo.
Oh, okay.
You can determine whether you go up or down.
Does it give you a whiplash like Alien Swirling Saucer?
No. No, it does not. So, Kang and Kodos Twirl
barely above
in Springfield has been eliminated.
I'd rather get a Lard Lad than ride that ride.
I would, too. I am up next. And I am going to say, you know, I'm looking at this list, guys, and
there's good rides.
I enjoyed these rides. Like, once you get past those first couple, I don't necessarily think there's any bad rides.
Correct.
I'm going to say, you may not like this, and you may not agree with it, but I'm going to say Transformers.
Okay.
Ooh,
3D.
I'm surprised, though.
Of that type of ride, that is the worst.
Yes.
You may recall when we ranked Islands of Adventure, I really like Spider-Man.
Right.
The Amazing Spider-Man. I think, you know, they tried to make Transformers this park's version of Spider-Man.
Right.
And it's just so over the top. Like, it's almost too much going on.
Right.
It's overstimulating. It's rough. I felt dizzy when I got out. The lead up, the pre-show is pretty cool. I guess if you're a Transformers fan, you would like it. I just think it's a far, far inferior to Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man.
Right.
It has less practical effects. And
I agree. It was
almost too much.
Now, the character interaction outside
that is cool. Is pretty. We can meet Bumblebee. Yeah. Or Optimus Prime.
Or Megatron.
Or Darth Vader.
No.
Right?
No. No, you're at the wrong.
What's Darth Vader doing as a Transformer?
Craig, you're down to the top 10 already.
I do like a small park.
I'm between two.
Would you say you're betwixt and between two?
I am betwixt and between.
Yeah.
He's always.
Twixt does sound good right now, too. I'm going to go with Jimmy Fallon.
I'm okay with that.
Race through New York.
Through New York.
I was kind of, there's another one I'm kind of leaning towards. I'm not going to say it because I don't persuade you guys not that I ever do that. But Jimmy Fallon, I like it, but it's just like, I don't know, if you're like my wife or your wife, Matthew, they don't ride it.
Right.
At least Misty doesn't because of motion sickness. So it does have a lot of that. I mean, it's just a... it's a lot of fun, but at the same time, it's something I don't have to do if I go. It's just one of those rides like that. So
the panda, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't watch Fallon.
So it's a Jimmy Fallon thing.
Yeah, I don't.
You know, I like Jimmy Fallon. I think he's probably my favorite of all the night talk show hosts. But it's just the ride is it's okay.
Yeah, I found that out of all beyond Forbidden Journey, I think Race Through New York make me feel the most queasy.
Yeah,
like. A lot of people say Simpsons did, but I felt a lot queasier on Jimmy Fallon. And it seemed like it was unnecessary wait time in the queue.
That was
yes.
my biggest thing.
Yeah, like, that's what I was going to add.
The wait time for the type of ride and the experience.
Which was fun because the last time when I went with you, Matthew, it was a long wait time. The time before, we kind of walked right in. So I guess it just depends on when it is. But yeah, it's almost unnecessary. But they did have what they call the guy singing, the quartet.
Oh, yeah, the barbershop quartet.
Yeah, that was kind of entertaining.
Now, the panda shows up. He showed up when I was in line.
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Hashtag?
Yeah, hashtag panda or whatever it is. He showed up in the line or to meet with people there in the line. But I still didn't feel it was worth it. It was like a 45-minute wait, and that was with the express pass.
Yeah.
I was like, this is disappointing.
Well... Derek, number nine. What do you got coming in hot at number nine?
Ooh-wee.
Matthew, why don't you read real quick what we've eliminated so far?
So far, we have eliminated Fast and Furious Supercharge. That was number 13. Number 12 was King and Kodo's Hurl and Twirl. Twirl and Hurl. Number 11 was Transformers 3D. And number 10, Jimmy Fallon Race Through New York. So what's coming up next, Derek?
I think I'm going to... take the other ride similar to this and take Simpsons.
Ooh!
It to me, that was another one I had to wait a long time for.
Yeah.
And it hurt. I mean, it was physically painful riding that ride. I remember riding it when it was Back to the Future, and it hurt the same then.
Right,
too,
but
these old bones can't take that a jarring anymore.
Now, if we were ranking it as far as pre-show and ambiance, for lack of a better word, I like the way they've done that with the big tent, but I like when you go in and when you're in the queue waiting there and they have all the different screens and that's kind of a neat thing. I like that more than the ride. And the ride wasn't terrible. I mean, again, terrible in my mind is Fast and Furious.
Right.
So it's not terrible.
Always.
But it's still not a great ride. Again, it's all screen, you're in there riding. It's kinda like on Rise of Resistance when it takes you in that room and when you drop. Mm-hmm. All you're doing is watching the screen and all that. It's kind of the same kind of thing. But it's comical, too, because like the Simpsons.
It is.
Yeah. I will say I think it's the funniest ride I've probably ever ridden.
Yeah.
Like start to finish in the queue on the ride. I thought it was hilarious. I really liked it. I see a lot of other rides here, though, that I think I do like better. So
that's what I'm saying. I think that's where it has to fall.
But I like Simpsons.
Yep.
These Universal rankings aren't nearly as controversial or upsetting as the Disney rankings.
No, because I don't feel that our passion is as deep.
Maybe that's it. We've grown
soft. All right, Matthew Dotson.
Now, I probably would have said Simpsons is better than this ride. I'm going to say Despicable Me, Minion Mayhem. I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. But I know some people say with the 3D glasses that, you know, they took away the 3D effect.
Right.
And they said that it was better with the 3D effect. I really enjoyed it. I heard mixed reviews about it. Again, kind of a long wait to get in there, even with an express pass. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was fun. Kids enjoyed it. I do appreciate the fact that if you wanted to do it, they offer stationary seatings.
Right.
So if you get motion sickness, now Sissy still did not for it, which I guess you'd just be sitting there watching a movie screen, so it's not really a ride per se. But I would have said that Simpsons was a little better than that, but I'm putting that at number eight.
That's the one I was going back and forth with, was Jimmy Fallon, was Minions.
Well, those three are all the same,
right?
Same ride, pretty much.
Right. And but it, again, our age versus some 10-year-old right. kids, it's totally different. I think it's a great ride for kids.
Uh-huh.
I think they would enjoy it. But it's not, like you said, it ranks with the other ones. Those other three. Two.
Number seven, Craig, what do you got?
We're getting down to the nitty gritty now in some of these.
Nitty gritty makes it into
every
single one of
episode. That's
my, I have to.
Betwixt and between.
With my right to make some money. Yeah, I've been thinking, and I looked at this a while ago, and I don't know if it's fair for us to rank this because we haven't ridden it like that ever stopped us.
True.
But I was really looking at the description of it and kind of people's reaction to it. I'll just have to go with VillainCon Minion Blast because not only the ride itself, but also as you start looking at all these other rides above it.
Yeah. Sure.
I can't see this ride being better than them. So I'm going to say VillainCon.
I do think it's an interesting concept because you don't actually sit. You stand on like a conveyor belt
right.
with these laser guns. I have heard some other podcasts talk about how you can, like with the app, you can keep up with your scores and gain points. And so I think that adds another level of interactivity to it.
From what I've read, it's kind of like Buzz Lightyear. Except, like you said, you're on a conveyor belt. You're actually standing. You're not necessarily sitting.
So.
But it's a shoot game of villains.
I'm excited to try it out the next time I go.
Yeah.
Derek, number six.
So what are we down to in the top six here?
What do we have left, you ask?
Yes.
Revenge of the Mummy, Hogwarts Express, Escape from Gringotts, Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket, Men in Black, Alien Attack, and E.T. Adventure.
Ooh.
Derek, these are some good rides that we
there
got
are
left
good
here.
Rides here. I think I'm gonna follow the theme behind you and
go oh no,
the other shooter game, Men in Black.
Men in Black, Alien Attack.
I'm gonna take it right there, just because it's. I mean, it is a fun ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I enjoy it more than either of the shooter rides at Walt Disney World, mm-hmm. but. The others left on the list, I still enjoy more than that one.
Yeah. It reminds me more of like and this sounds weird maybe, but Mickey and Minnie. Because you're actually going through scenes and all this other stuff more than Buzz Lightyear, right. more than...
I think it's really cool. The one part I don't like about it is where you spin. And like if you shoot the other car, the car starts spinning.
Yeah.
And it's pretty intense spinning.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people like Misty and Sissy... They can't ride it for that one little part where it spins a lot.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty intense. Again, I don't mind spinning, but it's very disorienting when you do. The sets are a lot bigger. I don't know how to describe that. It feels like you're in a much bigger world than the ones at Disney World, I think.
Yep. Yeah.
I remember that rapper from the 90s, Sir Spins a Lot.
Sir Spins a Lot.
Yep.
I will say,
Men in Black
has a very passionate fan base online. Listening to Universal podcasts, you will find that they love it. We are down to the last five, and now we're getting to some tough decisions.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I know where you're going.
We are now getting to some tough decisions.
Don't do it.
And I'm going to have to... I'm going to say Hogwarts Express.
Oh, really?
King's Cross Station. Now, this is much better, and we talked about this on the last show where we ranked Islands of Adventure. This is much better than the Hogsmeade.
This is the better
to London.
Side.
Yes. This is... The queue is better. You know, you're going through the train station. This is where you see Hedwig in the queue. Mm-hmm. This is where you go through the platform 9 3/4. What am I talking about?
Yep.
I haven't watched Harry Potter in a while. But yeah, and it, you know, just the scenes that you go through, it gets you, it's like you're going to Hogwarts, which you are. And so I love it. I hate that I have to put it here at number five, but honestly, looking at the rest of the list, I don't think I could have put anything else ahead of it. Nope. Couldn't have.
I could have.
Hogwarts Express, number five. Craig?
Man.
Number four. We're down to the final four
I'm
here.
I'm between two here in my mind. But I'm going to go ahead and say it because I really don't want
to. Would you say you're down to the nitty gritty?
I don't want to take.
Are you
either one of these out?
But are you picking between guitars and Cadillacs?
Guitars, Cadillacs,
hillbilly music.
I'm going to say it. Rip Ride Rocket. Because I don't want to take the other one off yet. I don't think. Okay. I think it's better than this one.
Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket.
Yep.
Bruin would not be happy.
I know. I'm going to get some hate mail on that.
That was his favorite in all of Universal.
Did you hear that, guys? I'm going to get some hate mail about that.
It's raining mail.
Like somebody would actually comment on something we said. But I was thinking Rip Ride Rocket.
That's a good one, Grant.
It's a great ride. A lot of fun.
That's a good one.
Speaking of Jimmy Fallon, him and Kevin Hart, when they rode on it, if you've not seen that video, it's a great hilarious video.
Yep.
Great ride. Great ride. But
it's got great reliability.
It's not above what we have left.
I love that you get to pick your song.
Someone would argue the other one that I had in my mind. Somebody would argue that one should have been there, but uh-huh. I just can't do that to it.
It is there, not made for the big fella.
No. Well, yeah. Matthew, I've told this right before.
It's not made for the tall fella.
When with that time, Matthew kept staying hunkered over so they didn't ask him.
It's got a six height limit.
Matthew was willing to risk taking his head off in the ride. So
my
he ride
head
it
is not above the headrest.
That's why they got that little line thing there.
I'm not buying it. Well, I'm a big... what's your go-to song on Rip Ride Rocket, Craig?
I'm trying to think if there's a Dwight Yoakam song on there, isn't there?
That's the one I always pick.
Which one?
That's the only one.
What's your go-to?
Guitars and Cadillac.
Mine is Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue. Love it.
Hey, that could be a good grim... there's our greatness question.
Bruin's go-to is Country Road.
That'd probably be pretty good.
He listens to that every time. Derek, number three. I just realized, guys, I'm going to get to determine what's number one.
I don't think that's fair at all.
I don't know if that's ever happened. Derek, number three.
Number three. Well, I would have put Hogwarts ahead of Rip Ride Rocket.
Okay.
For what it's worth.
Yeah.
But I think number three should be Green Guts.
Escape from Green
Guts.
Wow,
I did not see that being at number three.
It's just, I mean, to me, this is the lower tier of the Harry Potter rides.
Right, yeah, I agree.
I love the queue, mm-hmm. but I can say that for all the Harry Potter stuff. Yeah. I love the queues and all of them. But
this is one of those times I wish they didn't have the 3D goggles.
Yeah, I think it takes away from it.
It's just with a coaster, and the goggles are like large.
Yes.
What do you like about Green Guts, Derek?
I don't know.
I wish they'd go away from goggles and make them like ski goggles.
Yeah.
Where you're not worried
just,
about
or in a ski mask.
Where you're not worried.
Yeah, that would work.
Where you're not worried about falling off. You're just like
yeah.
strapped on. Or
oh yeah, I agree.
I think that'd be better. But yeah, I agree. I think like that takes away.
I like the queue probably as much as
the
ride
queue
itself.
Is awesome.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
If we were ranking these queues,
it's probably the best queue there. Yeah.
I love the coaster.
Well, no, it's not the best queue.
You don't think so?
No.
What's the best queue?
That has to be
Forbidden Journey.
When's the queue start?
Oh, not this again. Not this again.
Forbidden Journey, yeah, I forget about Forbidden Journey.
Green Guts, I love the coaster parts of it. Like yeah. the coaster components are awesome. The opening, the where you shoot through the smoke.
Yeah.
I just wish there was more coaster to it.
The Velocicoaster is pretty good. Queue too.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, yeah, the Green Guts, I think it's cool. Again, if you're a Harry Potter nut, mm-hmm. you're going to love it.
Yep. Because there's no telling. It's probably equivalent. Well, maybe not equivalent, but it's as much of an impact as Rise of Resistance, the queue,
mm-hmm.
where you have all the animatronics.
Yeah. The queue to Green Guts is phenomenal.
Yep.
Number two.
Uh-oh. I know what he's going to pick.
I'm very impressed that this made it this far, but I'm glad it did.
That's the one I argued with. It couldn't be better than Rip Ride Rocket, but it probably is.
This shouldn't be this high, but I'm glad it is. Yeah. And that's the E.T. Adventure. Yep. Number two, E.T. Adventure, the only opening day ride still at Universal Studios, Florida.
Yep.
It's so cool. The smell is great. The seat is awesome.
The way the bicycle takes off.
You're on a bicycle. It's like Peter Pan's flight on steroids.
Yes.
And, you know, some people say it's outdated. I think it's awesome. And I'm going to show some. I've never seen E.T. in its entirety, the film.
What?
I know, it's a shame. It's terrible.
How, you're a movie like nut. How have you never seen E.T.? So your kids have not seen all the way through?
No, they haven't seen it at all.
Oh, wow.
And so for someone who hasn't seen
E.T. It's kind of a slow movie, though.
My wife did not see it till like 10 years ago.
It's, and I don't even, I have no connection to the movie, but the ride itself is awesome.
It is.
I love the fact that they butcher your name near the end of it.
You know what?
It's maybe I like it too much because it's like the only true dark ride at Universal.
Yeah.
But it's just so classic. I hope they never change it.
Mo. Ruben.
Cecily. I hope they never change it. I hope they never update it. It's just so cool. And then at the end, it has these, you know, I know it's been closed recently because of construction, but they have these photo props that you can go in. You can like take a picture on the E.T. bike,
right,
riding in front of the moon. And it's just, I think it's well lit. The scenes are cool. The musical score is great. I can't say enough good things about E.T.
Speaking of,
that was the very first ride we rode.
Speaking of, what's in the background right now?
The E.T. music is playing in our background.
Isn't that crazy?
You can hear, listeners, yeah. But I think it was the first ride we rode when we went to Universal Studios Florida this past summer.
Mm-hmm.
Once we got in the park, it's just, I could go to it over and over. I love the old, dated Steven Spielberg clip at the beginning.
Yep.
It's just,
it takes me back to my childhood because it was my childhood when that came out. It's just sequential for Universal.
It's definitely Universal. Sequential Universal. Derek, do you like E.T.?
I love E.T.
So it. I get to choose number one.
And I'm like you, though. I'm not really attached to the movie.
I'm not either.
But going through that queue in the forest. And
yep.
It is neat.
It's awesome. And I've forgotten how good it was because I wrote it.
Flying over the police cars.
20-some odd years ago. And
it's awesome.
Awesome.
I'm freaked out, though, when I get to his family there at the end. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's strange.
They're kind of.
Uh-huh.
But they're glad to see us.
They're glad to see us. Yeah. Absolutely. So, Craig, what would you put as number one?
Oh, man, so many choices.
Here at Universal Studios, you know, Florida.
You want to go over the whole list real quick?
Number 13 was one. Fast and Furious Supercharged. Number 12 was King and Kodo's Twirl and Hurl. Number 11, Transformers 3D. Number 10, Jimmy Fallon's Race Through New York. Number 9, The Simpsons Ride. Number 8, Despicable Me and Mayhem. Number 7, Villain Con Minion Blast. Number 6, Men in Black Alien Attack. Number 5, Hogwarts Express. Number 4, Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket. Number 3, Escape from Gringotts. Number 2, E.T. Adventure. And number 1...
Number 1 is probably one of the best rides, I think, before Velocicoaster. It's arguably the best ride at Universal, mm-hmm, with Hagrid's, but Revenge of the Mummy. I mean, it's just great ride all the way around. I mean, it's the funny scenes with...
Brendan Fraser.
And it made me watch the movies afterwards. And they're kind of freaky. I mean, they're kind of...
Yeah.
They're dark. But it's a great ride. I love the fire. It's almost... You'd think it's too scary for kids, but Keegan and Bruin rode it, and they loved it.
Yes.
Just a fan. And
the false finish?
Yes.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Yep.
But, I mean, yeah, it's... And it's... You know, they've done some... They spent the better part of 2022, like, refurbishing it, and it looks great. The queue's awesome, as you said.
Yep.
You get the on-ride photo is always good.
Mm-hmm.
Love the Mummy.
Yep.
It is my favorite ride there.
Yep. We rode it multiple times when we went, every time we could get over there. And it really wasn't a long wait. Of course, we had the Express Pass.
Express Pass just makes, you know, you can ride those good rides over and over. So nice. So nice of them to do that.
It's worth dropping some extra money and staying at Hard Rock or somewhere like that.
Indeed.
Especially if you got a good travel agent, then it will
absolutely
come across something like that. Well, that was a quick show, guys. I mean, just a quick ranking, but then again, we didn't have a lot to rank there.
That's true, but this may be the least controversial.
Definitely.
I think so.
Between us, I think. I mean, we have a lot of...
Yeah.
It is mostly agreeance. In agreement. Yeah.
So, Matthew, why would we do all this ranking for? What does this have to do with anything?
Well, Craig, starting next week, there's going to be a little March Madness around here. That's right. Over the next 2 weeks, the next two Mondays, that would be March the 18th and 25th, we're going to be having a ultimate battle royale pitting the best of Walt Disney World rides against the very best of Universal Orlando rides.
Is he announcing for a monster truck show? Monster truck rally?
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Terrorizer.
So this is based upon our rankings?
Well, I've taken some liberties.
Okay.
And we've taken 17 Disney World rides because there's a play-in game for the 12 seed. And we
perfect sense.
And we've taken 17 rides from Universal. And okay, we're going to be pitting them against each other. We're going to kind of mix and match them in this bracket of 34 teams. And next week, we'll finish the first round, narrow it down to 16 total rides. And then the week after, we'll take it on from there.
And I challenge you to find another podcast that has done this.
Yeah.
I challenge you.
I mean, who would be...
Go find another podcast that's willing to put this much time in for your entertainment. But we do want to say this.
They realize how much time we put into this.
We do want to say this, though, right, Matthew? This is a non-gambling event.
Yeah, please don't. Please, you're not going to find this.
Please don't wager
on Caesar Sportsbook or ESPN Bet.
Yeah, please don't wager on this because you will lose.
We'll all lose.
Yes. Maybe there needs to be some.
I mean, I do already have a parlay going.
Parlay?
Yeah.
Isn't that what Jack Sparrow says?
Yes. Parlay.
Jack Sparrow says parlay.
But now it's time for our weekly segment we like to call
Grim.
That was very E.T. like.
Guys, if you had to pick. Leading up to this
pick
one
a lady.
This is like Cooper. I mean, he just came right off the hip out there. This,
if you had to pick one ride in Universal Studios, Florida,
mm-hmm,
where you were going to host a basketball game, where would it be? In the spirit of March Madness, because this is such a typical question that should be asked and needs to
everyone
be answered.
Should.
Everybody,
this.
One ride in just
the park we just ranked rides in. Where are you having that game? And I can tell you where I'm going to have it.
And queue is included or just ride only?
Anywhere in the ride.
Okay.
Queue can be included. I'm having it in Fast and Furious Supercharged.
Good, because nothing else is going on in there.
Because let me tell you this. You're going to put the court where that bus parks, and on the screens, you're going to make it. You know how they were playing those NBA games where, you know, they just put a bunch of Zoom callers in, made it look like there was fans?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Those screens are just going to be filled with Zoom callers watching the game, cheering on their teams in that tunnel. Go Dogs.
Okay.
Derek, where are you having a basketball game at Universal Studios Orlando?
Oh, you spoke about a spin move earlier.
Did I?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah, you said it sometime.
At Men in Black.
Oh, I did. Uh-oh.
You were talking about the spin
of
the machine, of the ride vehicle. And so I would think, given that you already have some props there set up as potential defenders.
Makes sense.
That you could have various goals set around for shooting.
Ooh.
Why not?
So So you're still riding the ride,
yeah,
but you're trying to shoot and make hoops. Yeah. Interesting. That's a very different game than what I was envisioning, but I like it. I do like that. Like it very much.
Or maybe you're not on. No, you're not on the ride vehicle. You're still going through the ride, but the animatronics and stuff are the defenders, and you're playing against
them. Okay.
You're I love against it. Them.
I love the creativity that this show is bringing the fans at home. Craig.
I'm putting mine in the obvious place.
Okay.
In the Green Guts queue. You've already got those guys watching you. Just put right there in the middle of them.
Right there as soon as you enter the queue?
Yeah, put some baskets
you gonna
up.
You're going to leave that big chandelier?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
In the bank.
You can have a basketball game spot in a bank.
But you can have a football game in a grocery store. True.
And ooey gooey toffee cake.
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of choices. I thought at first maybe Jimmy Fallon's race or... I mean, really, you could do it in the King's Cross Station.
I mean, the Simpsons ride is like a dome in there.
I mean, you can have it all over the place.
You can play hoop it up anywhere.
Hoop it up.
Where couldn't you hoop it up?
It's a great question for another time. Listeners, thank you for listening. Come back and join us next week as we kick off our March Madness. Go ahead and be filling out that bracket.
It's going to be awesome, baby.
And as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back.